So last few Sunday Halacha Shiurim, and we've been talking about Hilchas Yichud, which is a little bit ironic that we were talking about Halachas relating to a man and woman being secluded together now in this time of seclusion. But I think we'll take a break from those Halachas to talk about a Shaila that a number of the Talmidim have brought up, considering the current situation that I think many, if not all of us at this point, have missed the Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos. Some of us have missed Kriyas HaTorah the past 2 weeks in Shul, and others have missed the Kriyas HaTorah this past week, even if we made the Kriyas HaTorah last week. So the question that's raised in the Poskim is there a need, is there an obligation to make up a Kriyas HaTorah that you've missed? Let's say for some reason a tzibur was not able to read a parsha, or let's say there's a yochid that missed the parsha. Is there a chiyuv to make up the parsha that was not read? One of the more common situations where this comes up is a B'nai Chutzlaretz who are learning in Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, if they come home for Pesach, and the last day of Pesach happens to be Shabbos. So if the last day of Pesach in Chutzlaretz is Shabbos, so we're going to read from the Torah, from the Kriyas HaTorah of Yom Tov. We're not going to read the next parsha. But those in Eretz Yisrael are going to read the next parsha. So when the B'nai Chutzlaretz go back to Yeshiva, what's the din? Do they have to make up that parsha? Because the yeshiva is not going to read the parsha. They read the parsha already the previous week. So do the B'nai Chutzlaretz have to make up that parsha? It's a similar shaila here in light of the COVID-19 crisis. So people are missing a Kriyas HaTorah. So it's the same shaila that if the tzibur misses, if a yochid misses a Kriyas HaTorah 1 week on one Shabbos, is it necessary to make up that Kriya? So the source of this halacha is the Ramah. The Ramah in Arachayim in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah in Simen Kuf Lamed Hei Siv Beis writes, in Bitlu Shabbos Achas Kriyas HaParsha B'Tzibur, L'Shabbos Haba Koron Osa Parsha Im HaParsha HaShaycha La'Osa Shabbos. The Arzarua is quoted by the Ramah as saying that if they miss the Kriyas HaTorah of one Shabbos, then they should read it together with the Parsha that's Shaykh to the next Shabbos. Right? The next Shabbos. Person, let's say, missed Kisisa. Right, so if he missed that parsha, and then the next week he's able to read Kisisa, so then he should read Kisisa together with Vayakel. Right, he should read the two parashios together. The Loshon of the Orzaru, if you look in Darkei Moshe, is that v'lo arminan over zmano batal karbono. We know there's a principle when it comes to karbonos that if the zman of the karbon has passed, then you can't make up that karbon. So zok the Arzarua, over here we don't have such a principle. We don't say over zman abatul karbono, but rather you can be mashlim. You can be mashlim the Kriyas HaTorah the next week. So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah there in Sivkot and Hay, he says, well, just 1 second. What exactly happened? They weren't able to read the parsha in Shachris, Mistama, right? The time to read from the Torah on Shabbos is during the Tefillah of Shachris. So they weren't able to read the parasha then. Let's say they were able to read the parasha in the afternoon on Shabbos. How could that be? So the Mishnah Berurah says, let's say bitlu kriyas HaTorah machmas ketata. Let's say there was some argument in shul, and for some reason they weren't able to lane. I don't know, there was an argument who the balkorei should be, or who the olim should be. I don't know, for some reason they weren't able to lane. But the Mishnah Berurah says, let's say they made peace when it came, you know, before mincha time, they were able to make peace and they can lane. So the Mishnah Berurah says they actually should lane the whole parasha then. In addition to the laying that they would have mincha time on Shabbos, they should lay in the parasha that they were supposed to lay in at Shachris. And he says, in fact, you should have the seven olim, you should have the same aliyos. Why? Because he says the Kriyas HaTorah of Shabbos is not a chova of tefillah Shachris on Shabbos, it's a chova HaShabbos. So as long as on Shabbos you can have the Kriyas HaTorah, then it's appropriate to do that, even if you didn't have it during the Shachris. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, if for some reason they weren't able to lay in not only in Shachris, but even Mincha time, then they don't make up the Kriyas HaTorah during the week. They wait until the next Shabbos. Because if they make it up during the week, it'll be a bitul malacha, so we don't force them to do that. We wait until the next Shabbos. So that's the basic halacha. That if the tzibur was not able to read from the Torah on Shabbos, and they can't read from the Torah even Mincha on Shabbos, and then we wait till the next Shabbos, and we make it up. We read the two parashas together. What's the din if the tzibur was mevatel multiple Shabbosos? Like some individuals have done, right? So there, some people have not davened in the minyan on Shabbos the last couple of weeks. So they've been mevatel two kriyas. They didn't have Kriyas HaTorah for two Shabbos. What do you do? So the Mishnah Berurah there in Sivkot and Vav, in Simen Kuf Lamed Hei, quotes the Machlokas HaPoskim. Are we mashlim all of the parashios? Are we mashlim three parashios? Or do we say, no, you're only mashlim two parashios, you're not mashlim three. The Maharam Mintz writes that you're only mashlim the last parasha. The Eliyahu Rabbah argues, and he says, you mashlim all the parashios. The Maramins assumes that you're never going to be mashlim three parashios. You only mashlim the last parasha. The Mishnah Berurah says, from the Gra, you get the impression that he follows the position of the Maharamins. Why? Because the Gra says that Tashlumin for Kriyas HaTorah is like Tashlumin for Tefillah. Why shouldn't there be a din of Tashlumin for Kriyas HaTorah? We find Tashlumin by Tefillah as well. That if a person misses davening Shachris, then he can be Mashlim Shachris Bizman Mincha. If he misses a Mincha, then he can be Mashlim Mincha B'mariv. So the same thing should be true, says the Gra, that by Kriyas HaTorah you should be able to be Mashlim the Kriyas. So the Mishnah Berurah says, from the Gra it sounds like you should only be able to be mashlim the last week. Why? Because that's the same thing when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah. Wait, when it comes to tefillah. By tefillah, we're only mashlim the tefillah hasmucha. If you missed Shachris, you can be mashlim mincha, daven tushmana esrei is mincha time. But once you get to Mariv, right, you can't be mashlim Shachris. Right? We're only mashlim in the tefillah hasmucha. So the same thing should be true when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah. You could only be mashlim if they missed. If they missed one Shabbos, so then the next Shabbos, you mashlim, you read that Shabbos, plus the previous Shabbos as well. But if you missed two Shabboses, so then you can't be mashlim the week in the middle, right? You can't be mashlim the week in the middle, because that's not the Shabbos Hasmucha. You'd only be able to be mashlim the very last week. Right? You'd only be able to be mashlim the very last week, because that's like the Tefillah Hasmucha, that's the Shabbos Hasmucha. Right, so let's say a person missed. Let's say he missed Shmos va'era bo. Right, so if he missed Shmos va'era bo, if he missed Shmos and va'era, now he's in Parshas Bo. So he reads va'era and bo because va'era is the Shabbos Hasmucha. So he can read these two parshas, but you're not going to be able to read Shmos because it's too far away. So the Mishnah Berurah says from the Gra, it sounds like he goes like the Mara Mintz, that you can only be mashlim the very last week. You're not going to be mashlim two Shabboses. And the Bir Halacha as well says that based on the Vilna Gaon, what should emerge is that this idea of Tashlumin should only apply if you miss the Parsha Be'ones or Beshogeg, just like Tfilas Tashlumin applies only Be'ones and Beshogeg. But if you missed it Be'mezid, for some reason, the Tzibra didn't lane, so then they would not be able to be Mashlim. Because he seems to be comparing, the Gra seems to be comparing Tashlumin by Kriyas HaTorah to Tashlumin by Tfilah. The Aruch HaShulchan seems to side with the other approach. And he seems to say that you could be mashlim many parashios. Not just the last parasha, but you should be able to be mashlim many parashios. And I saw in the Sefer Piskei Tshuvas, he quotes a tshuva of the Maram Shik. The Maram Shik was a Talmud of the Chasam Sofer. So the Maram Shik quotes his Rebbe the Chasam Sofer, who said that his Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler, held that you can be mashlim multiple parashios. Not just the last parasha, but you actually could be mashlim multiple parashios. Another shaila that the poskim talk about is what happens if the parsha that was missed was not a single parsha but a double parsha. By Yaakov Pekudei, for example. Right? Can you be mashlim a double parsha? So comes the Maram Mintz over here as well, and he says, no, you can't be. In such a case, you wouldn't be mashlim bechlal. Why? Because you can only be mashlim the last parsha, he says. You're only mashlim one parsha. And since you're only going to read one parsha, but there's no takana of tashlumin lachatzain, if you missed the double parsha, but you can only lay in the last parsha, so since there's no takon lachatzayin, then that's it. We give it up. You can't have tashlum v'chlal. Here's a big chumra here, right? The Mishnah Berurah quotes others who disagree, who say, why can't you be mashlam a double parsha? So read all three parshios. What's the problem? You should be able to read all three parshios. So let's say a person missed Vayakal Pekudei, and the previous week they missed Kisisa. And this week, Emir Tzashem, hopefully the coronavirus scare is going to be over, and we'll be able to go back to shul in Emir Tzashem this week. It's unclear, but let's hope we'll be able to go back to shul. So what should a person do? So according to some poskim, if it's not a tircha de tzibur, if the tzibur is willing to do it, then they should read four parshios. They should read Vayikra. They should start with Kisisa, read Kisisa, Vayakal Pekudei, Vayikra. You should read four parshios. But this is really multiple shilas in one. Right, this is a shaila of whether we should read four parashios because you missed 2 weeks of Kriyas HaTorah, but also, should you read four parashios because you missed a double parasha the previous week? And I should also add, there's a shaila the Mishnah Berurah talks about, are we mashlim from Sefer to Sefer? Let's say they missed Vayichi, So would they read, let's say it's only two parashios. You're talking about the current parasha and the previous parasha. Would we read Vayechi together with Shmos? That's a shaila by itself. So next week we'll have three shailas, right? Should you be mashlim two Shabboses? Are you mashlim misefer lesefer? And are you mashlim if you missed a double parasha? So there are poskim who would say that you can be mashlim, you can still be mashlim, you can be mashlim everything, as long as you're willing to do it. You know, if you're willing to do it, if the tzibur, you know, can hack it, it's quite a long laning, quite a long laning. But if the tzibur is willing to do it, so then perhaps they can do it. It's not like it's inappropriate to do. There are some poskim who say that you really should do that. The Bi'ur Halacha though points out that when we talk about tashlumin for Kriyas HaTorah, we're only talking about the Kriyas HaTorah of Shabbos. Let's say a person misses Kriyas HaTorah on Monday or Thursday. So in such a case, he says, you would not be mashlim. We're only mashlim for the Kriyas HaTorah of Shabbos. Why should that be true? So l'chor, what the Bi'ur Halacha means is, the whole idea of tashlumin is that there's an inyan, a person should be mashlim parashiyosa with the tzibur, that we're supposed to read from the Torah. You know, now the current minig is that we finish all of Chamisha Chumshei Torah in 1 year. So a person is supposed to be mashlim the parashios together with the tzibur. Each tzibur is supposed to be mashlim all of the parashios. So if you miss the laning on Monday and Thursday, you're going to read it on Shabbos anyway. So there's no need to be mashlim the laning of Monday and Thursday. Right? There's no need because you're going to get to that on Shabbos. So that's the chor, what the Bi'ur Halacha has in mind. Rabbi Shechter in the Sefer Nefesh HaRav writes that the Rav was machmir in this, that when he came to yeshiva from Boston, so often his flight was early and he couldn't make it to a minyan with Kriyas HaTorah. So he would ask after shir if there are any other talmidim who miss Kriyas HaTorah. He tried to make a minyan for Kriyas HaTorah in order to chaper in the Kriyas HaTorah of Monday. So you see, he felt that there's a din tashlumin even for the Kriyas HaTorah of Monday. That if you didn't hear it but Sibur, then there is a din tashlumin for that kriya as well. Interesting, against the Mishnah Berurah. He was more machmir than the Mishnah Berurah. What's the din of the Kriya of the Dalet Parshios? This week we had another Shaila. Aside from the missing the Kriya Satorah of the week, we also missed Parshas HaChodesh. Is there a Tashlumin for the Kriya Parshas HaChodesh? So the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchas Purim, the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Tofresh Pei Hei, Sivkotin Beis, says that if they missed one of the Dalet Parshios, there is no Tashlumin the next Shabbos. That we don't do. But it's interesting, the Shulchan Aruch there in Tafresh Pehe Siv Zayin quotes the Yesh Omrim that maybe Parshas Zohar is a Daraisa. Shulchan Aruch wants to say maybe even Parshas Par is Daraisa. That's a big question. It's a question, what's the Girsa and Tosas? Tosas in Brochus, at the beginning of the second Perek, there are different Girsos. The old Tosfos used to say that Parshas Zohar and Parshas Par are both Daraisa. Tosfos is talking about what things do you have to say dafka in Lashon HaKodesh. So he says a kriya that's daraisa you have to say in Lashon HaKodesh. So he says like Parshas Zohar and Parshas Parah. The Marshal and the Chachma Shlomo changes the girsa. He says it can't be. Why should Parshas Parah be daraisa? Parshas Zohar, I understand. It says Zohar is asher asa lecha amolek. Zohar shetehishona beficha. That you have to say it with your mouth. But there's no mocker in the Parshas Parah, in Parshas Chukas, to say that you have to read Parshas Parah. But at least Parshas Zohar, most assume that that's Daraisa. So if Parshas Zohar is Daraisa, you gotta read Parshas Zohar at some point in time. They say once a year you have to read Parshas Zohar. The mitzvah lo sishkach tells me you're not allowed to forget. So if, as long as you do something once a year, we assume that it takes Yud Beis Chodesh to forget. So there's a requirement every year that you have to read from Parshas Zohar. So presumably, even though the Mishnah Berurah says if you miss one of the Dalet Parshios, there's no Tashlumin, there might not be Tashlumin for the next week. We're not going to read Parsha Zohar the next week, but at some point during the year, a person should read Parsha Zohar. You should be yotzei that din of Parsha Zohar. So what people do is, if they miss Parsha Zohar, then they're mechabing. They tell the Bal Korei, when they get to Parshas Kiseitze, that he should have in mind to be motzi them in Parshas Kiseitze. They'll be yotzei the mitzvah deraisa of Parsha Zohar. Why is there this idea of Tashlumin? What's the whole chiyuv? What's the chiyuv for that we have to do the tashlumin? When it comes to tefillah, so we know, there's an obligation to daven three times a day. There's an obligation to daven three times a day. Even according to the Rambam, that tefillah is daraisa, but the obligation to daven three times a day, that's only a din derabbanan. But that's a chiyuv. So the idea of tashlumin is that every person has to be yotzei their chiyuv tefillah, and there's this dispensation that Chazal had, there's a kula that you can have tashlumin. But what's the din of Kriyas HaTorah? Who's actually chayiv in Kriyas HaTorah? Like, what's going on over here? If you look carefully at the Mishnah Berurah, the impression you get is that we're talking about a situation where the tzibur couldn't lane because there was a katata. It was some kind of an argument in shul. Strange. You think we only have arguments in shul nowadays, right? But apparently in the Mishnah Berurah's time, it could have happened that you had a katata and they didn't have Kriyas HaTorah. It sounds like the tzibur gathered together, and for some reason they weren't able to have a Kriyas HaTorah. Right? It seems like that's the context that we're talking about. Or a different mashal, I'll give you a different case. Let's say the air raid siren went off, that they're afraid some missiles are coming from Gaza, right? And the tzibur went down into the bomb shelter, and they weren't able to come out. They were there the whole Shabbos. There was a suffix, there was a scare the whole Shabbos. They never said for Torah there. So they were davening shachris. The tzibur had gathered together, so there was a chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah, but the tzibur was unable to be yotzei to the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. Right? You can think of circumstances that could happen. So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, he seems to be talking about a case where the tzibur gathered together, but they weren't able to be yotzei their chiyuv. Do you get the impression from the Mishnah Berurah that if a yochid was not able to be yotzei Kriyas HaTorah, that he has an obligation to hear the kriya? He has to get together with the tzibur to hear the kriya? It's not so clear from the Mishnah Berurah per se. They say that in the Nefesh HaRav, Rav Shechter quotes that the Rav said over b'shem his grandfather, Rav Chaim, that Rav Chaim felt that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas HaYochid. He felt it was a Chovas HaYochid, and therefore, it's an obligation on every individual to hear the Kriyas HaTorah. So, based on Rav Chaim, what should emerge is that every Yochid, even if the Tzibur did not gather together, every Yochid has an obligation to hear the Kriyas HaTorah. So in a situation where, let's say, the Yochid is not able to hear the whole Kriya, let's say the Balkore is an older man and he doesn't lane so loudly. So the Yochid is not able to be Yotzi the Kriya. What should he do? So some people walk toward the Bima. They try to get closer so that they can hear. But let's say he missed a word or two. Does the Yochid have the obligation to be Yotzi the Kriya? So if you take Reb Chaim seriously, he does have an obligation. He has to make sure that he can hear the whole Kriya HaTorah. And by the same token, if a yochid were to miss the Kriyas HaTorah, we're not talking about a tzibur that gathered together. The yochid missed the Kriyas HaTorah. But if chutzas are going to back to learn in Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, they should have an obligation to try to hear the Kriyas HaTorah. If you hold the Kriyas HaTorah as a chovas hayochid, then it's an absolute obligation on the yochid to make sure that he hears the Kriya. And if he misses it, then perhaps he has an obligation for tashlum. And not only is it a kula, but it's a chiyuv that he really should try to be mashlim the Kriyas HaTorah. So it sounds like from the Nefesh HaRav that not only Reb Chaim was machmir for this, but the Brisker Rav, his son, was also machmir. The Rav told a very interesting story. This is in Nefesh HaRav in page Kuf Lamed Hei. That one time the Brisker Rav came late to Mincha on Shabbos, and he missed the Baruch Hu Hashem HaMavorach of the Kohen. The Kohen who got the Aliyah, Mincha by Shabbos, said the Baruch Hu. The Brisker Rav missed that Baruch Hu, so he turned to the person walking with him and said, we have to go to a different shul. What's he assuming? So he was assuming a number of things. First of all, he was assuming that the Kriyas HaTorah of Mincha by Shabbos is a Chovas HaYochid, and every person has to hear it. So now that he missed that Kriyas HaTorah, he felt like he had to chap around the Kriyas HaTorah somewhere else. But he not only felt that the Kriyas HaTorah was a Chovas HaYochid, but even the brachos on the Kriyas HaTorah are part of the Kriya. So if he missed the brachos, he would go somewhere else. But not only that, he felt that not only was the Kriyas HaTorah Chovas HaYochid, and the brachos on the Kriyas HaTorah, even the Baruch Hu, beforehand, that's also part of the chiyuv, Kriyas HaTorah. So if he missed the Baruch Hu, he heard everyone answering, Baruch Hashem, I'm Baruch Lolam Voed. He said, it's too late, I missed the Baruch Hu. So it's a big chiddush that the Brisker Rav had. That not only is the Kriyas HaTorah of Shabbos Chovas HaYochid, even of Mincha by Shabbos Chovas HaYochid, and the Baruchas and the Baruch Hu. But it's all an extension on the Chumrah Reb Chaim had. So the chumrah that the Rav had, that we mentioned before, also mentioned in the Nefesh HaRav, to be machmer on a Monday, so think about it, what was the Rav assuming? He took Reb Chaim's Yisod, the Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas HaYochid, but he applied it even to Monday. So he said, not only is the Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos a Chovas HaYochid, but even the Kriyas HaTorah on Monday, so if the Yochid missed it, he really has a Chiyuv to try to be mashlim, to try to chap around that Kriya. This shaila, whether Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas HaTzibur, Chovas HaYochid, this is an old shaila in the Rishonim. If you want to take a look, the Rav Tzvi Pesach Franken is Har Tzvi, in Arachayim, Chelek Aleph, Siman Ayin Beis. in the Mikroi Kodesh, in Purim, Simen Zion. He has a long discussion about this. Rav Sternbach has in the Moadim Uzmanim and Chelek Bey, Simen Kuf Samachvov. A lot of Achronim have a discussion about this. I'll just quote you two Makoros in the Rishonim. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in the Hartzvi quotes the Ravon, a collector's item. In the Tshuvas Ravon, in Tshuva Ayin Gimel, someone asked him a question. What does the Ole to the Torah say, Baruch Hu Hashem HaMavorach? Why does he say Baruch Hu? Let him just say the Baruch Hu. Say the Brichas HaTorah and start laning. So the Ravon answers, I'll tell you why he says it. The Ole in saying Baruch Hu is really turning to the Kohol and telling them, look, you have a Chiyuv to make this Baruch Hu too. Because you have a Chiyuv to read from the Torah. And you have a Chiyuv to make the Baruch Hu on that reading. So you're just like me. So because you're just like me, Baruch Hu es Hashem HaMavorach, make a bracha just like me. That's what the Baruch is all about. What do you see from the Ravon? It sounds like he holds Kriyas HaTorah as a Chovas HaYochid. What's more, he seems to be saying that the bracha on Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas HaYochid as well. And the Ola is being Motzi the Tzibur in the Chovas HaYochid. Mamish like the Rav, like the Briski Rav. The Ramban in the Muhammad to Masechta Megillah seems to disagree. Because the Ramban, as a comment there, we'll leave out the context. The Ramban is commenting about the Mishnah in Megillah and Daf Chav Gimel, which lists a number of different items that require 10 people. All right, a number of different items. The Mishnah there talks about Nesias Kapayim requires 10 people, Tanchumei Aveilim, Birchas Aveilim requires 10 people. Different things. Birchas Chasanim requires 10 people. We discussed that. The different things the Mishnah lists that require 10 people. But what's interesting is that it doesn't talk about Megillah, Kriyas HaMegillah. There's a Machlokas HaMoraim where the Kriyas HaMegillah requires 10, or can you read it biyachid? So we talk a paskin that you can read it biyachid. But it's a shaila. So the Ramban says that the fact that Kriyas HaTorah requires 10 people, that's because it's a Chovas HaTzibur. Don't bring me a raya from the fact that the Mishnah doesn't mention Megillah. There's no raya to the Shaila whether Megillah requires 10 or not, because the reason why Megillah would require 10 is not because it's a Chovas HaTzibur. It's not a Chovas HaTzibur, it's a Chovas HaYachid. The only reason to require 10 Lagabi Megillah is for Pirsumei Nisa. So it doesn't belong in the Mishnah. So that's why it's not mentioned in the Mishnah. The Ramban doesn't talk about how we paskin in the Shiloh whether Megillah requires Asara or doesn't require Asara, but he says it doesn't belong in that Mishnah. Everything mentioned in that Mishnah, says the Ramban, requires Asara because it's a Chovas HaTzibur. Nesias Kapayim is a Chovas HaTzibur, and Birchas Chasanim is a Chovas HaTzibur, and Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas HaTzibur as well. Kriyas HaTorah is mentioned in that Mishnah. So it seems clear from the Ramban that he holds that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas HaTzibur, it's not a Chovas HaYochid. Okay, but this is the Shaila, right? The Shaila is, would the Tzibur have to make up the Kriyas HaTorah? Is the whole discussion of the Ramah and Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, is that talking about a Tzibur that got together but was unable to be Yotzei their mitzvah? Is that the case? That there was a Chiyuv on the Tzibur that was created and then somehow they weren't able to be Yotzei that Chiyuv? Or no, that really there's a Chovas HaYochid. There's an obligation on the Yochid to be Mashlim Parash Yosef and Matzibur, not just with Shnai Mikov Yachat Targum, but to actually lain from the Torah. And the Ole is being Motzi each and every Yochid. So if we assume that the Ole is being Motzi each and every Yochid, so then the Yochid has a Chiyuv. He has a Chiyuv to be Mashlim the Parsha if he can. So then there's a machlokas. When does that Tashlumen apply? Does it only apply the next week? Does it apply Misefer L'Sefer? Does it apply even multiple parshas? All of the different shilas. Does it apply if he missed a double parsha? All the shilas that we have, those are all shilas about Tashlumen. But if we assume Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas HaYachid, so then even if the Yachid missed, there still would be room for this shila that, under what circumstances will the Yachid have a din of Tashlumen? Will he have an obligation and an opportunity to make up the parshios from the Kriyas HaTorah that he's missed in the previous Shabbos?